Hey brothers and sisters, good evening. It's pretty weak, but that's fine. Happy New Year. It's even weaker, but that's okay. You're being recorded, by the way, and I'm going to start listing the names of everyone who's here. Dear brothers and sisters, tonight, as you know, we celebrate New Year's Eve, and the church celebrates numerous celebrations altogether, a lot of different mysteries altogether. But as part of New Year's Eve, as part of the secular celebration for New Year's Eve, there is a song that I know we used to sing whenever I was young. It may not surprise you to know that I don't normally go to New Year's Eve parties anymore at this point in my life. So I don't know if you still do it. 4 o'clock Mass is that nobody does it. But do y'all still sing the song Auld Lang Syne at the time of New Year's? Should old acquaintance be forgotten? That one, do y'all know what I'm talking about? Please tell me you know what I'm talking about. Exactly. Okay. That song is a Scotch-English song from the late 18th century. There's a poem first. And I went to go look up what it means, because obviously a lot of the words aren't English as we know it today. And the point of the song is asking this, that as a certain event, it later got attached to New Year's, but as any event draws close, is it right to forget the past? Is it right to just move on with our life and forget old friends, old memories, old joys? Is it right to forget everything that led to this? Can we just take all the days behind us and throw them in the trash bin? Or do we have a moral duty to remember? To remember. That's what the song's about. I think it's a rather touching song at this time of year to sing. Because a new year for so many people is about turning the page, about starting over, about starting a new adventure, about making resolutions and all this. And it's so easy to look at the days that have passed and say, I just don't want anything to do with that. Right? I'm looking for a new start. And we certainly have an addiction to newness in our culture. But should old acquaintance be forgotten? The church, of course, says no. The church reminds us that we are heirs to a tradition, that we are the inheritors of teachings that stem from the time of the apostles, that we are the stewards of tradition and culture and moral standards and the teachings of the faith. And that's very important to remember as we go forward every year. That there is never a time in our life as Catholics that we can just say the past doesn't matter. Because it absolutely does. But tonight I want to go to an even deeper past than I think we normally consider. Because while the top layer of tonight's feast is the celebration of the dogma of Mary as Mother of God, defined in Ephesus in 431, nevertheless, the older feast and the one that lies beneath it and the one that we still have in the Gospel and the one that gives us the reason for today's date is the circumcision of Christ. That 8 days after he was born, as we hear today in the Gospel, he was circumcised and named. And when he was circumcised, Jesus was brought into the covenant of the Jewish people. He was brought in to the traditions of God's chosen ones. He was brought in to a promise that stretched back 1800 years to Abraham, when God first called the father of faith and made a covenant with him and his descendants. It is important. And Scripture tells us it's important. Scripture in both the Old and New Testament insists it's important. And the church insists it's important for us to remember even further back, to remember that our roots are Jewish, that our faith is not a replacement for Judaism, but the fulfillment of it. There is no Catholicism without Judaism. Jesus was Jewish, Mary was Jewish, Joseph was Jewish, Peter was Jewish, Paul was Jewish. I go on. There is no such thing. Some things in the past deserve to be forgotten. Some things in the past I thought we were past forever. And I'm sure this has been lurking for some time now, but for me at least, the past year has been a devastating and frightening sign of something that should be dead, that is making a comeback. Something that I see not only on the internet, but in actual conversations with people. That thing that I thought we were past forever. Silly me. The sin of anti-Semitism. The sin of hatred of the Jewish people, of judging the entirety of the Jewish people as a race, of considering them a source of evil and corruption in the world. I guess I grew up on Indiana Jones movies and so always knew the Nazis were wrong. I thought we were past this. Dear brothers and sisters, I have to say with the strongest moral clarity that the church condemns anti-Semitism, that the gospel condemns anti-Semitism, that God condemns anti-Semitism, because the Jews are still God's chosen people. And as St. Paul says, if us Gentiles, and I don't know if you're Jewish or Gentile, but I'm Gentile, if us Gentiles have hope, it's because we've been grafted onto the Jewish people. It's because we've been brought into the covenant that God makes with the Jewish people. And if at any time we reject them or reject that or turn against that, it's like the person sitting on the branch who's cutting the wrong side off. And we just fall. Jesus was Jewish, Mary was Jewish, Joseph was Jewish, Peter was Jewish, Paul was Jewish, Abraham was Jewish. How can we hate Jews and still be Catholic? I do want to clarify, because for some reason, I don't know, people don't think anymore, I suppose. For some reason, people blend two things together. And they think that I am therefore saying something about the government of the nation of Israel. No, you can disagree with the nation of Israel and not be anti-Semitic. You want me to prove it to you? Do you want me to prove it to all of you? Are you ready? How many of you hate America? Raise your hand. How many of you occasionally disagree with the American government? Raise your hand. There we go. See that? You can disagree with a nation's government and not hate its people. It's not the same thing. And of course, there are many, many Jews who don't live in Israel. So I just don't know where this is coming from. I don't know where it's coming from. But it terrifies me. And no, dear brothers and sisters, it's not the only sin. Of course, every kind of racism is forbidden to the Catholic. Of course, every promotion of abortion, every promotion of contraception, every promotion of murder, every promotion of fraud, every promotion of lies, every promotion of anything that's intrinsically evil is something that we cannot ever do or compromise with. And if anybody tells you different, they're a false prophet. Should old acquaintance be forgotten? Should we forget where we came from? Or do we have a moral duty to remember? as we celebrate today the fact that a Jewish woman became the mother of God and the mother of our hope. Let's not forget where we came from. And let's not be unconcerned about the resurrection of a sin that should have stayed long dead. God bless you all.